May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another episode of Life in Bali, Kyuk Audio podcast. I'm D.C. Puva of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, welcoming you. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and free of economic hardship and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of do as little harm as possible. Now, today's guest in Life in Bali is Untung. He's my tech guy. And you'll hear about that. I got a problem with my computer, I call Untung. And he'll take care of it pretty quick, one way or another. So one thing, hey, if you want to look Untung up on Facebook, it's CocoCom, K-O-M for computer, right? Coco, K-O-K-O, CocoCom. And that way you can tune in to him for your computer woes. You know, if I went to America or Europe or anywhere, I would still use Untung because we work with, as I talk about in here, with TeamViewer. So I just get hold of him and he gets on my computer from wherever he is in the world and does what he can. Now, that can only be done with certain problems, but I would certainly use him anytime I could, wherever I was. So let's see, it's January 1st right now. And this is another in a series of podcasts with Christians. Untung is a Chinese Indonesian Christian. And he brushes over without much detail about, you know, there being a certain amount of discrimination against Christians in Indonesia, not where he was from. He said it wasn't bad there, but he really likes it here in Bali. But there are places where there have been, and even recently, and he pointed that out, he said persecution of Christians in Indonesia. Now, Christmas Day is a national holiday, and Christian, here in Indonesia, Christian means Protestant, and then Catholic is considered a separate religion. Or when you say Christian, you're talking about Protestants. And that's what he is. He's, and, you know, we were trying to figure out what church. He said his church is Calvinist. And he goes to the Indonesian Christian Church, the Gereja Kristen Indonesia, and the Gereja Reform Injili Indonesia, that's the Indonesian Evangelical Reformed Church. I love what he says about Christmas. I don't want to give everything away, but he says, well, it's when Jesus was born, he's the savior of the world. And, you know, he said, to me, it's just another day. He's, and also, he'll be talking a little about New Year's Day. which is a big deal to Chinese worldwide. They have their own, they have two New Year's Days. And as you'll learn, they weren't allowed to celebrate theirs here for decades, but they can now. The government here in Bali, I don't know if it's in, it's just Bali, I'm sure. Might just be Denpasar for all I know, I don't know. There was a curfew last night. You had to get back home by 11. And a good drink was down on the beach in a meeting, you know, with some friends around, near sunset. And she said, like a big truck full of soldiers came up and some, other officers of the law, maybe they were old soldiers, whatever, in other vehicles. And they're going to make sure that Indonesians didn't flock to Amritsar Beach, which is a very popular place for Indonesians to go, especially on special days. And New Year's Eve and New Year's are very special days. So that didn't happen. And also, as Injung says in the podcast, couldn't go to one of the big public parks where people gather on New Year's. No fireworks. We heard fireworks, but they were forbidden. And now the Bali government has closed Indonesia for the next 10 days or 2 weeks or something. So I think that's including for... I don't know if that's for other Indonesians. They have to take, they have to take the PCR test to come here. So it's a big hassle to come here at all. I don't think there's any foreigners being let in. And it's been very hard for them to come in at all anyway. I mean, there's no tourist visas. There's some extra... shut down now for a while. We don't notice it much where we are, We'll just notice if we go to the beach. I mean, there's a few hotels there that take guests still. And we'll see, even these days, there's very, very little activity. So it'll go from very, very little activity down to very, very, very little activity. And we were surprised to see when we walked to the beach today, and we can go the way that the locals go, and we like to walk in that way. They tend to congregate down at the end, by the kite flying field, and there's all sorts of little stands and things, and we tend to go swim in front of the hotels, because it's a better place to swim. They tend to sit on the beach and sit in the water and stand in the water. There'll be quite a few people there sometimes, so they didn't want that happening. But we were very surprised when we went down today. They weren't forbidden from going there, but there weren't that many locals going today. There was a moderate number. But we expected it to be, like, really crowded. But it wasn't. Oh, I'll give you his name. I never even knew his name. He told me on this. It's Untung Sugianto. Sugianto, that's his Indonesian name. And his Chinese name, see, which they couldn't use for a long time, is Chang Li Ming. Chang Li Ming. But it's just Tung Tung. That's good enough. He doesn't think about stuff like that much. He's he's mainly into doing his job and, you know, being with his family. It's a very nice family. Nice house. And he talks about the Indonesian Chinese father. And I asked him, who was that again? Abdurrahman Wahid. He said, but he's better known as Gusdur. Gusdur. He was the president of Indonesia who followed Suharto, and he had mixed Chinese, Arabic, and native blood, and he made life much better for Chinese Indonesians and for Indonesians in general. I really don't know much about Indonesian history, but I know he gets a lot of credit for the Reformation that happened in 1998 when Suharto was finally had to step down, and I don't know, from 65 to 98, things were a little oppressive. A lot of progress, but people more look back to Sukarno as the father of Indonesia and the good guy. But, you know, they got worried about communists and he got overthrown. And there was a massacre in 65, 66 of estimates I've seen are 500,000 to 1 million people in Indonesia, and a lot of them, maybe most of them, maybe the great majority of them were Chinese Indonesians who were associated with, you know, because some of them were communists. But it just started to be like you could have anybody you wanted killed, and people, you know, flipped out and ran amok, a Indonesian term. And I asked Untung about problems around 97, 98, you know, but he was living in Bali by then, and so he didn't respond to that. I mean, 98, he's aware of as when things got reformed here. I mean, they opened up more. People could breathe again. And, but at the time that Suharto was deposed, there were riots and there was, you know, when people get worked up here, they go attack the Muslims, they go attack Chinese. So I just glanced at some of the history, and it said like about 1,000 Chinese were killed then in different places, not here in Medan, which was a big center of the early one. And Medan is the, where is that? Sumatra? It's the city that is the center of the movie, The Act of Killing. If you want to see a really great and shocking and really horrifying documentary, horrifying not in challenging footage, but in the movie is based on interviews with and time with leaders of death squads, and which there'd never been any and no reckoning, no truth commissions, nothing here, and there wasn't from the 98 thing either. Anyway, so that's enough of all that. There's a lot on the internet about the situation with Chinese in Indonesia. You can just Google those things. But for a little while, we're just going to talk to Untung. So I guess we'll just go right into it. We'll be right back. Hi, Untung.
Hi, that's it.
Yeah, so thanks a lot. You are being recorded right now. So,
okay, yeah.
thanks a lot for talking with me. So, Untung, your business is Coco Computer.
Correct.
I have been a very satisfied customer of yours for 6 years around there. You always have really good staff, and you, if I have a problem, any type of problem, you'll send somebody over on a, you know, motor scooter, and if they can't fix it, they'll bring it back to you. How did you get into this business?
Yeah, it's a start when I was I was originally from Java.
Uh-huh.
When I'm finished senior high school, I go to Bali to continue my study in hotel and tourism school.
Mm.
And I'm finished or I graduate from the hotel and tourism school in Nusa Dua. Uh-huh. Then I continue to study the accounting in Udayana University in Denpasar.
Yeah.
When I study in accounting faculty, and then I found a friend who interested with the computer.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Wens Arpandi. Wens, like a Wendy, Wens. So starting then, I like the computer, and then I start the business.
From when did you move to Bali? What year?
In 1989.
Oh, I know you're older than you look. Wow, that's a while ago. Get out of the hotel school and start
the hotel tourism school?
Yeah.
So in 1989, I went to the school in Nusa Dua for 1 year.
Yeah.
So I finished my 1 year diploma, and then I've also ever work in the hotel for 1 year.
Yeah.
And then my brother told me to continue again to study in in the university. So at the time I don't know what I choose, but suddenly I choose accounting. So when I start in Udayana University, I think in 1991.
Is 91 when you started getting into computers?
No. Like I told you before, that I have a friend when I study in accounting faculty. So it's about another 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So I know he like computer, so I came to his house, so I learning computer, and then after the 2 years, so I think it's in 1993.
Mm. Uh-huh. Wow. So that's 27 years. You know, I enjoy watching you work sometimes because we use TeamViewer. I might have a problem and I'll call you up and you'll say, you'll tell me, you know, open up your TeamViewer and send me a snapshot of the ID and the password. Then you'll connect and then you'll start running my computer. And then you go into directories and folders and files that are endless, and I don't even know exist in there. and you're very fast. And it's
My experience. It's about 27 experience in the computer.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, where are you from in Java?
From Jember, East Java.
East Java, closer to here.
Yeah, 8 hour by car from Denpasar. Yeah.
Yeah, from Denpasar to
home city is 8 hour. Hey, David.
Yeah.
David, sorry, is interrupt. This is somebody coming. Want to fix the computer. So we will continue again. I think another 10 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Look, I have plenty to do. Just, and that's no problem at all. Just do what you have to do, and let me know when you're through. And you, or just call me back.
Yeah, I'll call you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, see what happened there? He got a call. Somebody needed help. And, you know, he'll probably hook up to their computer with TeamViewer and fix it for him, whatever. He's like a doctor. He's on call. And we're doing this later in the day, you know, connecting around. It was about 6 in the evening because... He tries not to work them. But even then, he gets called. I call him. And I try not to call him at 9 at night. But, man, he's like a doctor. He'll just bang right there, and he'll try to fix whatever your problem is. So he called me back, and here we go again. What was it like in East Java, where you grew up? What was your childhood like?
You mean about the culture or about
the culture, your family, your life there?
Okay, so I was born from Indonesia Chinese, and then everywhere in Indonesia we are the minority. This is it's fine actually, but when I was a child until I think it's 1990, the world in Indonesia we are fine, but after the 2000 I think the world also changing because it's Islamic radical. In my opinion, we are fine in Indonesia, even the double minority. Yeah? So we are Chinese, we are Christian, and then in Java is a mosque, of course, is a Muslim. And then in my hometown in Jember, the majority is from Madura ethnic. I think Madura ethnic is about 70 or 80%. The rest is from the other ethnic. So I live in Java. Everything is fine so far. I mean, yeah, we don't have something is something happen just like a normal. So I have a good friend with many friends, many culture, many ethnic.
Did your family experience any problem in the mid 60s when there were so many Chinese killed? They were supposedly killing communists, but many Chinese were killed in sort of like a mass hysteria.
Yeah, that's true. In Indonesia, we have the Independence Day in 1945. And then after the Independence Day, we are still start this country. And then when we had start the at that word at that time the word after Cold War, yeah, I think between West and West and with the Soviet, I think. Yeah. So Soviet with the communists and China. Now we start have a problem when in 1965. Not with us, it's with Chinese, but with the Communist Party. Because they I think the Suharto think that this is have the backup from the Communist Party in China, so they will start to blame the Chinese people in Indonesia. This is I heard in the history that many people kill, also including the Chinese. And then some of Chinese people in Indonesia, they back to China, like in my uncle sent to China because that time we think my grandparents think that it is not safe here anymore. We not move all the family back to China because we don't have money for that. So most of us is stay in Indonesia. I mean, like my mother, my grandfather, grandmother, and all the family. So I can say some people are back to China. Only few.
Yeah. So, like you said, you're a double minority because you're Chinese and Indonesian and you're Christian. Yeah. Now, our best, Katrinka and my best friends in Kuala Lumpur, and we've stayed with them, are Chinese Buddhists. And all our friends in Kuala Lumpur are Chinese Buddhists. And they've been, you know, depending on what year, are, you know, somewhat nervous about the growth of, you know, radical Islam there, which tends to be a threat to them. I think it's better now.
Yeah.
But I think it's worse there than here, and I think it depends here on where you are. And there's been some discrimination and various bad things happen just with Christians in Indonesia. Have you experienced any discrimination as a Christian?
Yeah, like I told you, for me, since I was still until now, we are fine. Yeah. I live in Java. This is my personal experience, but in Java also many things happen, not like before. This year, if you read the news, there is many discrimination with the church to celebrate Christmas, something. But in my hometown, in Jember, no. We are fine there. Something happened in West Java. In West Java, from Bandung, Sukabumi, Bogor. Over there, the radical Muslim is plenty. As you heard, Indonesia they call it Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia. Hizbut Tahrir, I think, also in Egypt and in Middle East. I thought is what is
Hizbut
Tahrir, I think, correct. In Indonesia, they call it is putahir Indonesia. So in West Java is worse. Middle Java, yeah, let's say like a middle between East Java, West and East. In the East, it happened, but not many case. In Bali, no, in Bali is fine. So I'm lucky when I grew, and then when until today, I have the right place to stay. So for me, so far it's fine. If your question is something happened with the other people, I can tell you.
Now, your family was...
My family, my father and mother is a Buddhist.
Oh, only your father and mother were Buddhist.
Only the children is a Christian. Why I become Christian? Because I'm studying in the Christian school. If not, I will become a Buddhist, actually.
Well, I knew you were originally Catholic, and, you know, and, I'm just saying this because most people outside of Indonesia don't know this. In Indonesia, there are, what, 6 or 7 official religions that are recognized by the government.
Correct.
How many? 6?
6 now. It's,
Catholicism is one of them, and then Protestantism is another one. That, so they have Christianity divided up between Catholicism, Catholic, and Protestant. So originally, you went to a Catholic school, and originally you were Catholic.
Christian school. Elementary is a Christian school, and then junior high school in the Catholic school.
Because you told me you used to be Catholic. You were originally Catholic, right?
No, no. Sorry. I was a Christian from start.
Oh, I'm not Catholic. I don't know why I got that idea. Yeah. So that's what they say here. Like most places, Christian includes Catholic. But here, if you say Christian, it means Protestant.
Different for the Christian here. Christian and Catholic.
Yeah. So, could you tell me what Christmas means to you, the Christmas season? And, you know, being Christian means to you. Do you mind talking about that?
Okay, so actually, my religion, I just follow my brother because we are studying Christian. Yeah. So we don't know why we became a Christian. So when the time passed on, and then I know, oh, I become a Christian. And then in my family, my father and mother are still Buddhist, so we don't know so much about Christmas. And then when I'm getting bigger, so I know, oh, this is what the mean of the Christian. They are celebrate Christmas. So for me, it's different with my wife. My wife is all the family is a Christian, so she doing more about the Christianity. In my opinion, the Christmas, is just to celebrate the Jesus born and the meaning of the Savior of the world. So. Christmas for me just seem like another day. not so special.
Yeah. Mm. That's very interesting. Are you a Baptist?
Yeah. Oh no. When I'm in Java, I go to the different church. When I'm here, I'm different church. I can say it's a Calvinist, yeah, but I don't know what you can say. Not Presbyterian, not what yeah. the
okay.
English said, and which one. But the most Christian in Indonesia is from the Holland people, yeah? The Canaries of Holland.
Yeah.
So we are like in the European. what the name that one? Yeah, I will tell you later if I find what Christian I am.
Oh well, yeah, Holland. I would think they would be Catholic and Lutheran, but I mean that's Germany. But I don't really know. Maybe Presbyterian. I don't know.
I think Calvinist. There is a Lutheran, and the other call it Calvinist.
Yeah.
Luther meaning by Martin Luther, Calvin by John Calvin.
Yeah, I looked it up online, and the principal Protestant church in the Netherlands is the Dutch Reformed Church, which is Calvinist and Lutheran. On another subject, do you have any thoughts about the political situation in Indonesia? I mean, freedom of speech and how do you feel about the government? Incidentally, nobody listens. Nobody in the government listens to podcasts.
I am being a Chinese. We not do much on the political because since the year of 1965, all the Chinese become like the second citizen. So they're not of the military because the government assume, oh, this is the Communist Party. So we're not in the military, we're not in the political. What we do on the others, yeah, like social, like a teacher, like a the trader. So except the military and political, for me, we don't talk so much about political after 1965.
Yeah.
But in Indonesia, we have the reform, reform the political on the 1998. Yeah? Since then, I think all the Chinese people is realized, and then they can start being political. Maybe after my generation, that one, it can be happen. But with my generation, I was born in 1970. So no, we don't choose a political or military.
Yeah. Now, you were here in Bali, but I believe around 1997 and 1998, there was some... you know, Muslim discrimination against Chinese, the situation with Chinese maybe in Java became worse.
Well, yeah, so
in about
in my life, yeah, I moved the place is in the right time. So when I was born until I was 19. I live in Java. Everything is still fine. Everything under control. And then I moved to Bali.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I moved to Bali in 1989, the reform The reform is when is 1998, I think. So after about 10 years, yeah. In Bali the situation is much different with the Java, because the people and the culture is very, very different. The Balinese people influenced with the Chinese culture, yeah. So everything you see in Bali actually is like a Chinese culture, like a barong. Barong, barong then actually is from the China, is from barong side. So that's why.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you see the den.
I didn't know that.
The lion, that one, it's similar actually, but of course they will adapt in this culture because, they are like a duplicate actually, yeah.
Oh.
But the basic is from the Chinese barong side, you know. So that's one for the instant. So the culture is like in Pura they use a coin, yeah. This coin is a Chinese coin.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
It's a Chinese coin. They call it piece bolong something. It's called coin with a hole. Mm. So this is a Chinese money, a Chinese coin. So in Bali, when I was here, I was lucky because our culture is similar with Balinese. Let's say it's easy for you to understand that I am eat a pork and Balinese people eat pork. It's slightly different in Java. Yeah, this is for the something is a.
Oh, that's right. That's pork. Right. Muslims don't eat pork.
Very simple. In Java, if you want, if you have a friend and that you tell, oh, yesterday I ate pork, the roast pork, or I eat babi guling something, they will upset. So here, same. So for me, it's a good time when I move until today. So this Balinese culture, we are fine.
Yes, I understand. Well,
but you must make a different or my separate my experience when I was in Java, in Bali. In Java, it's more difficult actually, yeah. But in Bali, because the culture is similar with Chinese, everything is here. I will feel safe than Java.
Oh, that's very interesting. I also know Muslims who like it here better. They feel more free here. Some of the Muslims I know here, especially women.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Do you have any thoughts about more practical but very serious problems and Indonesia's and Bali's role in, say, like, the world problem with trash, especially plastic trash? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think we aware. I am aware with the pollution. Yeah, the pollution. Plastic is the most pollutant in the world right now. So, in my experience, everything we use today is a contain the plastic. Whatever we do.
Boy, isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One day, we always use the plastic from the plastic bag, plastic wrapper, sometimes for the cooking. Yeah, we use always a plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to minimize this one or recycle it. I think the best is we can do recycle. We cannot we cannot to avoid using a plastic because everything is made from plastic. So what the best I do now is do recycle, like the plastic bag. It's possible I will use more than one time. So we keep using and then with not use it anymore. Now we can collect in one place and then give to what pemulung or trashes and the bin in one separate place. So what I do now, I separate the plastic bottle. I reuse the plastic, and what shall I do? That one what I do so far for myself to keep less use plastic.
I was very lucky where I lived in California. There was a big computer recycling center. And wow, did they recycle just tons and truckloads of computers and different computer parts. And they'd separate them all. I didn't know what happened with them. But just the world of computers has added so much trash. But the world seems to be aware of it. It's a global problem. What about global warming, climate change? What do you think about that?
Actually, I'm agree with what there is a people will can do with the to trace the electronic thing. Yeah, because when I have a I don't use or I will trace my TV or. Like now, I just also press my the old computer. It's very difficult. But what I do now, there is some people can collect that one. Sometimes they buy very cheap, like maybe $1, $2. So they said that they can do, they will take some part. But I believe what he do is he only take a few, and then the rest they will press it somewhere. So if we have a place for the electronic recycle, like in California, I think that one is very good because we don't have that place, I think, even in Java for this time. Mm-hmm. And for the global warming is a big concern for me because it will affect the world. If we not start about the global warming right now, I think the world will be collapsed maybe in the, I don't know how many years, but I think it will collapse soon, now the temperature is getting hot. Sometimes the water is difficult in some place. Some people don't have the water. Now, this is a big problem because of the global warming. So I don't do anything yet for the global warming because I don't know where we can involve of that one. If not,
no kidding.
So I need to go somewhere with the car. And then if an electric car is become popular or selling, so maybe I will change with the electric car.
Well, you know, people in Bali, there might be a lot of traffic, but the Bali in Indonesia use much less energy per person than the United States. And right now, the United States and China are the two big contributors the carbon dioxide. People are working on it. I'm very worried about it. Have you noticed a change in the temperature, in the weather?
Yeah. If I compare when I was like a 10 years old until today, I think now it's become hotter, yeah? In Bali, the problem we need to have the, our private transportation, like we have car or motorbike, because we don't have much on the public transportation.
No, I know that's terrible.
This is the thing that I cannot do much on the global warming, because we still use like the aircon. The aircon we use because it's hot. If you don't use aircon, difficult to sleep. So, yeah, for the global warming, I don't do so much.
Yeah, I understand. It's hard to know what to do. I'm going to go back to your business a little bit. How did your business, how did you come to be a, you know, have this Coco computer, where mainly what you do is help people with software, and if they have a hardware problem, if it's simple, you'll deal with it, but if it's a complex, you know who to send it to fix. So whatever problem a person has with a computer, they can call you. I mean, and I know you're very busy. Almost everyone I know knows who you are. you know, and I've been in your home, and just you are constantly getting phone calls and dealing with things, and you've got staff, and your whole downstairs is full of computers and computer parts and all that. It's really very busy. How quickly did it grow from when you first got interested in 1993 to being like now, where you're so in demand and so busy?
So I can tell this is my lucky life. Yeah. As you know, the computer start from, yes, computer already start from 1960 or long time ago, but the computer most popular in 1990. In 1990, when I start the computer, when I work on the computer, it is the time the computer start here. Maybe in the Africa, maybe earlier, maybe in 1980, I think, yeah, because I know the first computer, like the, we call it a computer, is a we call it XT or 80, the processor. That one is start on the 1980, I think. So I just say it's lucky for me. When I start this business, it is the when the computer start here. So at that time, not so many people doing the computer. So in Bali, I'm already, I think the business already start, and then I start, I do the computer. So yeah, because why? Because not so many people at that time. And then I start the fixing computer, and then from the from my friend, from my teacher, from the teacher to the friend, and then to the one to the some company, some small hotel, and then it start growing mouth by mouth. So why I can be popular or people know me? Because I think the time when I start is the right time.
Well, you're also you're very good at what you do. You're very efficient. Listen, one reason I can't leave Bali is because there's such good tech support. Good Lord. This is so much better and easier than what's available to me in California. Actually, that computer recycling center was very good. That's where I went. Most people didn't know about it. But anyway, your prices are good. You're honest. You're quick. Anyway, I really appreciate it. And, you know, you keep on top of things, too. I was very surprised, though. You said you didn't have a microphone in your computer. That was funny.
I don't use it in the computer. I want to use, I want to use like in the my phone only.
Yeah, I understand.
It's well, too much thing to do in the computer.
Yeah.
If I use a call in the computer, so even the messenger, I use only for the chat. I'm not using for voice or call.
Well, you're smart. You got to limit yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, look, Untung, I appreciate your spending so much time with me. Oh, I want to ask you about your name.
Yeah.
Is Untung your given name that your parents gave you when you were born?
Yeah. So, Untung.
Because, yeah. And now, the word Untung means lucky in Indonesia. It means luck, fortune, good fortune.
Yeah.
And so, that's a neat name.
Yeah. So, my full Untung Sugianto. There is a story behind that name.
Yeah, please.
When I was born, we are Chinese Indonesia. So, for my father, they can still use a Chinese name, yeah. But again, yeah. After 1965, we must have the change all the Chinese become Indonesian. The school. We're not allowed again in the Chinese school. The Chinese school transformed to Indonesian school, even the name. So I still have the Chinese name, but we must have the Indonesian name. So my Indonesian name, my mother gave to me Untung. My father actually want to give me the name is Selamat. Selamat is in English is safe, yeah.
Right.
Safe, or,
oh.
But my mother don't like it, and then sitting of untung. Untung mean like also safe, lucky, profit, fortune.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So that one is my name history.
Yeah. I think that's better than Selamat. Selamat is used so much. It's like used for congratulations and good day and everything.
Yeah, Selamat is from Arab, yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
In Java, they change the pronunciation, become Selamat. Selamat is more like Javanese. Untung is more Indonesian.
Well, that's interesting. What's your Chinese name?
My family name is, my surname is Chang. If you know the politician in China is Chiang Kai-shek, the same.
Oh, yeah, I know who Chiang Kai-shek was. Was your family associated with more with the Chiang Kai-shek?
Yeah. Same family name.
I went to high school with and junior high school with a Chinese student, James Chang.
Oh, same.
And he was really exceptional. He was really, really exceptional.
Jingming is the same family name with me. So my complete Chinese name is Chang Li Ming.
Chang Li Ming. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's our... Now, our Malaysian friends use Chinese names. That now, and back then, actually, they made it where you couldn't study Mandarin or you couldn't study what? Was your family speaking Mandarin?
Okay, so we are live in Java, in East Java. So in Java, we use the traditional language where we live. So let's say I live in Jember. So I speaking Madura, yeah? Madura.
Oh, you were speaking Madura. Did you ever learn Chinese?
Yeah, I learned Chinese when I was in the elementary school. So I can wrote a little bit, but little.
And was it did you learn Mandarin?
Yeah, I learned Mandarin. But I'm Chinese, Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
In Indonesia, they speak the local language, yeah? Like people, Chinese people in Denpasar, they will speak a Balinese. We still use the Chinese language, but this is for the elder people only. So, for my generation, no, we are speak Indonesian and the local language.
Didn't they stop teaching Chinese in the schools for a long time?
Yes, in 1965. But after Indonesian reform, 1998, we are allowed again to have the all in the Chinese, like
Chinese. Is 98 when Suharto was no longer in power?
After Gus Dur, we can call the Gus Dur, Abdul Rahman Wahid. The nickname is Gus Dur. Mm-hmm. Gus Dur, we call it like a Indonesia Chinese father.
Oh.
Gus Dur, we use our culture again. We have a holiday for the Chinese New Year on January, March.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stop or not celebrate after 65 until 1998.
Oh my gosh.
So not like different like in Singapore or Malaysia, yeah?
Or San Francisco, you know. I moved to San Francisco area when I was 21. And Chinese New Year is a big deal there.
They are stopped to work. They have a holiday, maybe 2 days here, maybe, or more, 1 week, maybe, over there.
Yeah.
But the Chinese Indonesia has a, they have the specialty. So for me, I was born in East Java, so we don't speak much Chinese. But the Chinese in Sumatra, Kalimantan, and Sulawesi, they speak Chinese over there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Really?
It's Sumatra, like Riau, Medan. If you know the Chinese politician Ahok, they are Bintan, yeah. Over there, they all speak Chinese. Even the young generation still speak Chinese until today. Mm-hmm.
And that's very interesting. Now, it's New Year's Eve now, and I'm going to be having a New Year's Eve dinner with my wife in a minute. So you've got. Is New Year's the regular New Year's Eve now? Anything special for you?
Yeah, this time is very special for everybody because we are not allowed to go we not to go. Are we not allowed to go to the to the public area? Yeah. So the government limited until 11 p.m. So nobody on the street after 11.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So there's a curfew. There's a curfew.
Yes. This New Year is a special, so everybody at home.
And Chinese New Year, when is that? Is that in February?
I think usually in the February.
Yeah. Well, I hope. And when there's Chinese New Year, do you celebrate that?
Before, last year I went to Java. Last year.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. There is this pandemic in Indonesia start on the March. Yeah. In Wuhan, I think it's starting on the February in Wuhan.
Oh, right.
And last Chinese New Year, many people travel to China and then they bring to all over the world. So last year, I still go to Java, but this year, no, too difficult. I think this time, like today, the government will have a letter for the antigen with the PCR letter, negative swab PCR. So too difficult now if you want to go somewhere or to travel.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. So you go back to Java sometimes to your family home?
Yeah, every year on the Chinese New Year.
Oh, that's wonderful. And are both your parents alive?
No, both my parents is passed away.
But you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my brother, I have two brother in Jember, and then one brother in Jogja.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, of course, you were born in 1970. I see, right. A brother in Jogja. I love Jogja. That's the only place we've been in Java. We really liked it a lot in that area.
Yeah, it's a city.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Untu, I really appreciate your talking with me. That's all very interesting. I appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, I like this pandemic is over soon. Yeah, I hope in 1 year it all finish and then we can go to the normal life again. But another 1 year.
And Happy New Year to you and your wife and your kids. They're not kids anymore. And thank you very much. And I'll be seeing you soon. Oh, I should tell you, I can't update my WhatsApp. I think I need to get rid of it and reload it.
On the iPhone. Yesterday, I'm selling the iPhone 12, and then I also set up the WhatsApp. I think you can do the remove it, uninstall it, and then re-download again with the latest version.
Yeah, well, I backed it up on the cloud. That's very easy to do. And I should mention that I buy all my computers, and I bought a new iPhone from you this year, and my old one was like, I don't know, 8-9 years old. I don't know how
I think
old.
And, not a problem on the iPhone SE then.
Yeah, and I love it. The SE, I got the smallest, cheapest one I could, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
It's very close to my
actually,
old one.
Actually, the SE quite similar, the engine with the 11,
It's
a pretty fast phone.
Oh, it's fine for me, and I really like it. It's got it's got better. It's got a pretty good recording. I've made podcasts with it. Talking to someone with it, but some of my podcasts are just me talking, and I've done some just with it, and it works pretty good. Yeah, it's great. Good camera and all that. So anyway, thank you very much for that and everything. Thanks for talking to me and happy New Year
to you and then Katrika.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So thank you very much. Untung Sugihato. Chang Ling Ming. I hope I don't have to be calling you anytime soon. It's like, you know, you might like your doctor, but you don't want to have to call them. So this has been a Cute Gaudio podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm DC Poobah of Cute Gaudio and Cute Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dog Aunt Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.